USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The bipartisan committee meeting to determine the cost for border security has a Friday deadline to get an agreement that can pass both houses and be signed by President Trump to avoid another government shutdown. Committee member Senator Richard Shelby tells Fox News Sunday the cost and kind of a border wall is one issue, as is the number of beds the government needs to detain unauthorized migrants.
Time's ticking away, but we've got some problems with the Democrats dealing with ICE, that is, detaining criminals that come into the U.S.
The president wants $5.7 billion for his wall. The figure being discussed is reportedly $2 billion or less. Both women who accused the lieutenant governor of Virginia of sexual assault say they testify at any potential impeachment hearings. For Democrat Justin Fairfax, Fairfax is calling on the FBI to investigate the accusations against him and continues to proclaim his innocence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming says pulling American troops out of the Middle East prematurely is a bad idea. Cheney tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper the U.S. shouldn't be fooled by ISIS.
We can't be fooled into thinking, you know, if we just withdraw the troops now, we come home, ISIS won't reconstitute. We've got to ensure that we do everything necessary to prevent them from forming safe havens. We know that there are significant numbers of ISIS fighters still in Syria today, and we don't want to have to go back again. I think that would come at much greater cost of lives.
Cheney's comments come just days after the president praised the U.S. and its allies for progress in the fight against ISIS. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition forces have launched airstrikes against the last ISIS targets in Syria. After 14 months of negotiating, the Denver Classroom Teachers Association is out on strike Monday. It's the first time teachers are walking off the job since 1994, and these teachers are disappointed.
Disheartening. I thought we were coming closer to an agreement, and it seems like we got further away.
I'm anxious, scared, but I'm also angry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
U.S. Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren made her White House run in 2020 official at a rally in her home state of Massachusetts Saturday, and soon after it drew some reactions based on her questionable claims of Native American ancestry. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
After Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren officially announces her 2020 White House bid on Saturday, President Trump responded on Twitter, ridiculing Warren's claims of Native American ancestry, calling her Pocahontas, and asking if she'll be running as the first Native American presidential candidate. He also wrote that he'd see her on the campaign trail, with trail in all caps. While President Trump is not apologizing for his tweets about Warren, actor Rob Lowe has issued an apology for a tweet he sent that said that Warren's candidacy, quote, would bring a whole new meaning to commander-in-chief.
No shortage of Democrats seeking the nomination for president. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, the latest to join the 2020 presidential race, and independent Senate colleague Bernie Sanders, expected to decide soon whether he'll join the race. Lindsey Vonn took a bronze in her last downhill world championship race in Sweden.
I wanted to end my career on a high note. I didn't want to crash, but I also wanted to risk everything. So it was just hard for me to manage those emotions. But I kept it together, and I did well enough for a bronze.
Vonn becomes the oldest woman to secure a medal at a world championship and the first female racer to have won a medal at six world championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.